People are the same everywhere. People are the same everywhere. This is the globe Earth, and on the Earth are a variety of people, unique and wonderful, but a great variety of people, and these people are the same everywhere. They all have eyes, ears, nose, mouth. They all have the same type of bone construction, the same type of skin construction. Everything is the same. Just a little differentiation here and there, a little tanner skin or red skin or white skin or whatever. But basically, they're the same. And when you look at the hands here, you look at the palm of the hand or the base of the foot, they're all the same. They're all the same color. How interesting. How interesting that just, you might say, the clothing or the skin makes the difference. And yet, there are a few other little differences here and there, but basically, people are the same everywhere. No matter where people are on the face of the earth, they're the same. And we have more fun pretending that the people on other planets are different than we are. We have fun pretending that people on other planets, on other galaxies, in the other universes that surround ours, are going to be different than we are. But stop and think about it. What created us? We are created out of the infinite. We are created as an idea of a human being. And it would seem to any thinking person, I would say, that wherever human beings exist, wherever beings exist with the ability to be human, you might say, with the ability to be thinking beings, and of course there's the key, thinking beings, they probably are going to be all just like the human beings here on Earth. So as we think of men on Mars, and as we think of men in other galaxies and people everywhere, if we just stop and think, there's one divine being that created all, whether it's on this universe or whether it's on another. But there's one divine being that created all things everywhere. And that divine being created all things exactly the same. All humankind are the same. Oh, we say, well, what about the Neanderthal men? Well, they're the same too. Even the monkeys, we say, even fish. You look at a fish, they have a similarity to the human body. But a thinking being like the human being, like we like to think that we're thinking beings, are the same wherever you go. If you go to China, if you go to Japan, if you go to India, if you go to South America, North America, if you go all around the world, if you go to Africa, if you go to the Eskimos, no matter where you go in this wonderful land of ours, in this wonderful globe on which we live, human beings are the same everywhere. And we can walk that a step further if we wish. Not only are human beings the same wherever they are, everywhere, human beings think the same. They all have the same desires in their hearts. They all have the same desires in their thinking. They all have the same thoughts about who they are and what they are and how wonderful they are. This is what humanity is. This is what thinking beings are. I cannot imagine, in the vastness of my imagination, what another person would be like on another planet, other than that they would be exactly like I am. Because all people, all beings, all creatures are a creation of myself. I have created them. And why would I create man on any other part of this globe different than on any other part of the globe? Why would I create man in any other universe different than we are here on planet Earth? Oh, there are many beings who say, well, they're different because they are breathing different type of atmosphere. They're breathing different type of air, and that air would cause them to be somewhat different. Why? Well, it's a possibility, but more probable, there are planets that bear life. There are planets that bear human life and human-type life. And every planet that bears human-type life is exactly of the same constituency as this planet right here. Just as beautiful as our planet is right here. Everywhere people are alike. Just the same. They're just the same as wonderful thinking beings, loving beings, sharing beings, beings who are unconditional in every way. Just like we have humanity, and when we see someone who needs something or could benefit from something, and we have the ability to give it to them, we want to give it to them. That's our nature. That's our human nature. Our human nature is to be loving and generous and giving at all times. Our human nature is to share our thoughts, is to share our thinking, is to share our wisdom. Human nature is to share all that we are. And because human nature is to share that, I would say that all human beings everywhere, all people everywhere, especially on planet Earth, all people on planet Earth are the same, are just the same. And I would carry that further, that all people, all human beings anywhere in the universe are the same, regardless of where they may be, regardless of what the atmospheres may be. The atmospheres that would bring about life for human beings is going to be similar to our own. We say earth-bearing atmosphere, that it has water, that it has air, that has, the air has the constituency that our air has, and all of the things that we know and hold dear, they're true universally because there is one creative cause in this universe, and that is us. Now, we can take that even a step further. All time and space are here and now, so all of the beings on other planets and other galaxies that are similar to ours have exactly the same type of people that we are. And are they at the level of consciousness that we are, or are they at a different advanced, more advanced or less advanced level of consciousness? It's all a possibility. But I like to think that all is universal. And so no matter where mankind may be, where humanity may be, it is all expanding and developing its creativity on the same level that we are. Because all time is here and all space is here. Now, if we believe that, and we do want to believe that, because our scientists are telling it to us so strongly, if we believe that, and if we know that is true for us, then we come to a very wonderful conclusion. And that wonderful conclusion is that this is a mighty, wonderful world, a mighty, wonderful universe, and we are mighty, wonderful beings. And in our thought, we can think about ourselves in any place that we want to be. We can think about ourselves in any time that we want to be. And all that time is right now. For all that time and all that place is wonderful. And it's who you are. And it's who I am. And it's all that matters, isn't it? It's all that matters. It's just who you are and who I am. This day, let's look at the world and say how happy we are with our world and how people everywhere are the same. How people everywhere are loving and gentle and kind. How people everywhere are considered. How people everywhere express the highest and best of their human traits, of their human qualities. And people everywhere are living in a planet of divine order. They're living a life of divine order right now, and they're the happiest people you can ever imagine, because they're your creation and my creation. And how wonderful that is. Have a great day thinking these beautiful thoughts in the here and the now, and know that people everywhere are the same indeed. I love you. I love you. I love you.